Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The NBA trade deadline is at 3 Eastern today, and the Lakers and Clippers have reportedly been in a, quote, arms race. Both teams were interested in Andre Iguodala, but the Heat swooped in last night to get the former Finals MVP from the Grizzlies. Miami is also expected to add Danilo Gallinari from the Thunder. So, Shannon, how big of a threat does this make the Heat in the East?
They're not a threat. Now, it keeps them maybe from playing the Bucks, maybe skipping the second round.
Maybe.
That's about it. The Bucks are clearly head and shoulders above everybody in the East. Then you throw in Toronto and the Celtics.
Yeah.
So right now, as it currently sits, even with Iggy, they're the fourth best team. Now, maybe if they get Gallinari skip, it bumps them up and you avoid basically what they're hoping for is to avoid the Milwaukee Bucks until the Eastern Conference Finals. That's all you can hope for. And I still don't think, even if they got Gallinari, I don't think they can beat them. They have no answer for Giannis. Now, the Heat remind me of a college team because they play 2-3 zone like Syracuse, Skip. They'll jump in that zone quicker than anybody in the NBA. And I guess it serves them well.
Huh.
When you look at them, they got a big. They shoot a bunch of threes. Jimmy got hurt last night, so we'll see how that plays out. But I don't see them as a threat, and I don't think they're getting Finals MVP Iggy. And plus, he hadn't played all year. It seemed like last year during the regular season, Skip, that Iggy was on his last leg, and then he got a little boost a couple of games in the playoffs. He only averaged 5 points in about 20, 21 minutes last year. That uptick, played a little bit more, got to 10 in the playoffs. But I don't know what Iggy they think they're getting.
Yep.
They do realize Iggy like in what, year 13, 14?
Mm.
So you're not getting year 8, year 9 Iggy. Skip, I don't really think it moves the needle that much for me. They're not a major player. Do I think all of a sudden now, man, they right there with the Bucks or they right with the Celtics? I don't see it.
Mm. So I hope your man LeBron will forgive me for this, but I love Pat Riley. I know he and LeBron got a little crossways in the end in Miami.
No, he got crossway with Bron.
Okay, either way you want to look at it, they clashed, the two of them. And Maverick Carter and others clashed with him over how they...
Access.
That's a good way to put it, over access.
Access.
And yet, and still, when LeBron left and Dwayne got old, it left Pat Riley pretty high and dry.
Yep.
Low and dry in Miami, right?
Yep.
Maybe low and wet in Miami. And the point was that he has been flailing and scrambling ever since. And now he is all in on flailing and scrambling. He's going to try anything in his power to produce a credible playoff contender.
Right.
And he obviously has made his team even better than it is. And it's 34-16, which is pretty great, right? Would you say they're the surprise of the league? You'd probably say that, right?
Them in Memphis.
Okay, so as we speak, they're 9 back in Milwaukee. But Milwaukee's 43-7. I mean, we just sort of ignore them, but they're a dynamo now, right?
Yes.
And Miami sits 2.5 back of Toronto for second and 1 back of Boston for third. So they're still hanging right in there. And to your point, if they could creep up a little bit, they could play Milwaukee maybe in the conference final, right?
That's what you're trying to avoid.
Okay, I got you. So I was trying to talk myself into he's pulled this off, but But all he's done is sort of, he's got a B-list big three now, right? Because it's, and it might even be C-plus list.
Yeah.
Because you do have Jimmy Butler, and we all love Jimmy.
You're right.
But Iguodala and Gallinari are your other two.
Right.
And by the way, Bam did.
I like Bam.
Bam made the All-Star
team.
Okay. So maybe it's three and a half, you know, big three and
right.
a half, right? But then I'm with you. I keep reaching back for the Iguodala of old, oh, not
right.
the old Iguodala,
right.
because all I can remember from the finals last year was he was just broken down and looked like he was done.
Yes.
Didn't you think he
yes.
was on his last legs?
Yes.
And so this is all surprising to me that he's the apple of everybody's eye.
Right.
He's the key piece here.
Yeah, Lakers wanted him. Clippers wanted him. Everybody okay. wanted him. I'm like, what?
Huh?
Is that KD?
Okay. So he's 36, and last year for Golden State, he averaged 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists, which is not bad. He sort of led the shock troops
yeah.
and all that. But back in the day, he could guard LeBron. He could bother LeBron.
We better be careful. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, if you say something negative about Iggy, he's a three-time champ, and we don't want Steph to come for us.
Oh.
But Steph, what we're just trying to do, we're trying to analyze this trade. We're not taking shots at Iggy.
It could happen.
Iggy. You know, because I don't want Steph. You know, Steph mm-hmm. got the Twitter fingers.
Social
he
media.
He done got, he, you know.
Yeah.
He
now
got
I'm
a lot
hearing
of time.
That Iggy doesn't like to be referred to anymore as Iggy.
Really?
He wants to be Iguodala.
Okay.
Oh, I like
whatever.
Iggy.
Okay. Steph, your guy Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
We don't.
I think it's Iguodala.
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 I was always taught to say it.
Okay.
And I know him fairly well. He used to come on the old show a
right.
lot. He nicknamed me Diabolical Hater, DH.
Oh.
Gave me a t-shirt that said Diabolical
nice
Hater one time. But
so,
anyway, I love him too. And I hope for his sake that he is a key new piece to this team because he knows how to play basketball and he knows how to win basketball games if his body will allow him to. Right?
I wonder how many people ever called him Iguodala. How many of his teammates? I guarantee you, Skip, they either referred to him as AI because he was AI with the original AI, Allen Iverson. Remember?
Well, but for me, that's offensive because there's just one AI.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to believe that they call him Iguodala.
It's just harder to roll off the top.
I think they call him Iggy. But if he wants to be referred to as that, I call
okay,
a man
fine.
Whatever he wants to.
Fine.
Iguodala. It is.
Will he change life in Miami? Probably
not.
Will Gallinari change life in Miami? Maybe, because he's having quietly a monster
yeah.
year. He's averaging 19-6 for Oklahoma
right.
City, and he is making 41% of his three-point shots. He's shooting 90% from the free throw line. Wow, that's pretty great.
But, Skip, he's so hit and miss. He'll have one of those games, Skip, where he'll go for 30-8, and the next game he'll go for 12-2.
Okay, does he make Miami better? Sure he does. Has Bam made them? Yes, he has made them better. And then I look down the list of scores that they have, and you know, Dragic is still averaging 16. And that Kendrick.
He comes off the bench.
Yeah, and then Kendrick Nunn, they just discovered out of nowhere,
right.
undrafted out of Oakland, and he's averaging 16 points. And Tyler Hero. I didn't see him coming, but he was the 13th overall pick, and he's been
right.
pretty great
they
so
got
far, right?
Robinson, Duncan
Robinson of Michigan mm-hmm. is shocking me because he goes out there with a green light and the highest confidence. He will just let it go. He's got some Kuzma in him, actually.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so you have the nice makings of a team, but in the end, they're still going to be an also-ran. As much as I root for Pat Riley, mm-hmm. and unless he comes down and coaches his team, and
that ain't going to help
it. It's not going to happen. At one point, LeBron wanted him to coach his team. Remember that in his
yeah.
first year with Coach Spo? So that brings us to the two teams that are going to dominate the postseason conversation, and I think they're both better than Milwaukee, but that's just me, and that's Clippers and Lakers.
Correct.
Which team, in your estimation, needs to make one more move?
I believe it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because everybody, and for the Clippers, Skip, they know their roles. They've embraced their roles. Lou Williams, Trez know they're coming off the bench. And you can book them down, basically book them for somewhere between 35 and 40 points a night. They're getting about 50-plus points, bench points a night. You know you got Paul George. So when you get ready to close out a game, they go Paul George, they go Trez, they go Lou Williams, they go Kawhi, and they go Pat Bev. That's it. So we know we got three scores.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Trez going to chase down everything that comes off the board.
That is
so
true.
We know they got their three scores. That's legit.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers are still trying to find that third option. Kuzma played well the other night. Wish he could give us more of that 18-12. Maybe not the 12 rebounds, but we can get that consistent shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But one game, Skip, he'll give you 25, 29. The next game, he's going to give you 8-3.
Mm.
And that's what's concerning for the Lakers because once you get to the playoffs, Skip, you're going to need consistent scoring. I don't have no doubt about AD and LeBron. I know they're going to give us somewhere between 50, 55 points on a nightly basis. But that's not going to be enough, especially with the bench. The Clippers beat you with their bench because, well, if you're ahead, their bench will track you down. Mm-hmm. If they have the lead, their bench will extend that lead. Mm-hmm. And you've got to match that. AD and LeBron can't play 48 minutes in the playoffs, although we would like that. And so until they get that third option, I like, you know, it's been reported that one of the Morris twins, Marcus,
yes,
might be in play. I like him. Mm. He's tough. He's going to bring toughness, that Skip. He ain't up for no bull job. I like it. He can hit big shots. He can score. But I believe it's the Lakers. I think the Lakers need to make a move more so than the Clippers.
Yep. I would agree with that. And I also agree Marcus Morris is a difference maker. I don't like him anymore, but I do love him as a player. And the reason I don't like him, I told you yesterday, he had a verbal agreement with the Spurs, and he would have changed them. He would have made them a playoff team. That's how good he is.
That's why
and
they started.
Last second, he said, you know what? I think the Knicks are going to offer me a little more money. Yeah. And what did Rich Paul say to him? Good night.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that, and I'm out.
That's why it's... Jen, I don't know if you noticed this, but that's why they started doing contracts. Mm-hmm. Because in the beginning, a contract was a meeting of the mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to offer you 6 cattle. You give me this. Okay, no problem. But somewhere along the line, people started reneging. Mm-hmm. So I got to get your name on the paper.
Yep.
So we had a verbal agreement, and that's what happened. But I still want him. But you know what? What is it with everybody jilting San Antonio? Something ain't right, Jenny. Because I know another guy that jilted him just a year earlier.
Yep. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just jilt. He quit.
No, he jilted.
He quit.
But you like quitters now, huh? Because that's your guy.
Loved him before he quit, and now I love him because he jilted LeBron. Oh! That's who he jilted. That's who he reneged on.
So you go out there and buy a Clippers. You go out there and get a Kawhi jersey. Yeah. You buy the shoes.
I got the shoes.
So now...
The man
that left you high and dry, mm-hmm. that you believe that could have won a championship,
yep.
had he stayed,
yep.
now you embracing him.
I am because I have embraced the Clippers over the Lakers, and that is why. That is my motivation, if you want to know the truth.
We know the truth.
But I do believe that Jerry West and company will make a concerted effort, maybe a better effort than the Lakers, to acquire Marcus Morris because, again, for the very reason that he jilted San Antonio, that's what he's made of, as you point out.
Right.
He is his own man. Mm-hmm. And when he decides to do something, he just goes and does it. And by the way, he is having a career year. He's averaging 20 a game. This is all career high, 5 rebounds, but he's shooting 40% from 3. That's exactly
that.
The kind of player both teams could use.
That's the kind of player we need.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. You want to? When they say L.A., you come to L.A., you can put a Clippers jersey on mm-hmm. or you can put a Lakers on. Now, you do that.
And you know what? He can close.
Yeah.
He will take and make big three-point shots.
And he'll try and dip, and then that's another defender that we can throw at Paul George, that you can throw at Kawhi.
Yep.
And that's what you need. You need bodies because that's what the Clippers can do, Skip.
I agree.
They can throw Kawhi. They can throw Paul George. They can throw Harkless.
Yep.
They can throw all these guys at LeBron
mm-hmm.
and try and wear him down.
Yep.
So we're going to get him.
Maybe he'll be a Clipper.
We're going to get him. I got a feeling.
3 p.m. Eastern.
I'm
going to
manifest this.
Is that
I got a
deadline.
Feeling this is going to happen.
Write it out a couple times.
Marcus, you owe me. Go to the Clippers.
Put it in the universe.
Yeah.
He always wanted to play with LeBron.
Did he?
Yeah,
I never heard that. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, wait a second. If Rich Paul jilted him, then maybe
Rich Paul did jilt him.
Yes, he did. He said, I'm out. I quit.
You have to.
I fire you.
You know, you have to, Skip. Yep. I mean, you can't do that, Skip. You can't have your class.
I got it.
Because Rich Paul gave them his word.
Yep.
That's Rich Paul word on the line.
Marcus, do you want to play for Doc Rivers or Frank Vogel?
Oh, Frankie V.
Frank Vogel?
How you put it there? Not very convincing.
He goes by Bogues.
I do love Doc. I mean,
yeah, I do
it's hard
I like
to,
too.
It's hard
yep.
to, I love that guy. But I love when he's been on our show.
But you know the guys that come on in the preseason, Skip, they know, remember Honey Badger came on before the season?
Yep.
They won the title.
Oh. So well, you're saying
so what?
That Doc has a good...
No, we had the Kyle Kuzma came on.
Oh.
So we go with the title.
We had Doc on.
Nah,
yeah,
no,
we
don't
did.
Count. You got to be a player.
Don't count.
You got to be a player.
You got to be a player.
No
mercy.
NBA trade deadline is today at 3 Eastern, and as we've heard, the Lakers and Clippers are in a, quote, arms race. Both teams were rumored to be interested in Andre Iguodala before he was dealt to Miami, and now each team has reportedly turned their attention to Knicks forward Marcus Morris. Fox Sports NBA analyst Rick Bucher joining us this morning. A good day to have you with us, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, the deadline as it approaches, what are you hearing? What's the latest?
I would fully expect that Marcus Morris is going to be in L.A. by the end of the day, and I believe that he's going to be wearing a Lakers uniform.
A Lakers uniform?
Yes. Oh. Kyle Kuzma and Danny Green for Marcus
really?
Morris. The Clippers, the package that the Clippers have to offer with Landry Shamet, Mo Harkless, and Protected First
yeah.
is the better package, but they're not willing to let go of Landry Shamet. Mm-hmm. So at least at this stage. So if that doesn't happen, and with the news getting out there that Leon Rose is going to be the next team president of the Knicks, Kyle Kuzma happens to be a client. Makes a lot of sense that he would be going along. So I would expect Danny Green and Kyle Kuzma out and Marcus Morris to be joining the Lakers. And you should be clapping because that is a nice pickup.
I don't want to talk to you.
But it would not be a nice give up because you're going to give up a guy I think is your closer.
Oh, stop it. That is for sure.
I just want y'all to know, Rob Blake, get him up. I'm a 14. I get rings out already. I'm going to get my rings out today.
Now, I will say this. I believe that the Clippers are going to add a player, too, whether it's Thad Young from Chicago or another big. They want to bolster their front. But that Mo Harkless and first-round pick is very attractive, and I expect that they're going to add somebody. I don't know that it's going to be somebody quite as good as Marcus Morris. That would have been my choice, and I would have thrown Landry Shamet into the deal to make it happen.
Shamet is really good.
He is really good offensively, and he's really good offensively.
Really
but
good.
He scares me defensively. And in the playoffs, can you put him on the floor and take advantage of that if he's going to be giving it up at the other end?
You know what that means, get right.
What does that mean, Shannon?
Oh, Rick always bringing me good news. Man, that Rick, I can count on Rick. I was like, man, I heard Rick gonna be on that. I said, man, something good gonna happen. I just knew it. I just had a feeling.
Don't jinx it.
Well, when Rick was here last summer in July, we all sort of agreed, boy, it sure feels like Kawhi is going to the Lakers, right? And that didn't happen, right?
Well, what we didn't know, what Rick and I didn't know at the time, is that old shyster, Kawhi Leonard, had already been talking to Paul George behind everybody's back, and Paul George told that story that, oh, the team and I both agreed. No, he didn't. You called who the general manager? Presti. Called Sam Presti and said you wanted to be traded to the Clippers. That's what happened in the ring. That's what happened. And he tried to make it seem like, oh, we decided to mutually part ways. No, you didn't.
I told you earlier, I do like Marcus Morris. I just don't like him personally because he jilted my Spurs. We thought we had some sort of verbal agreement, and at the last second, he jerked the rug out from under us. And then Rich Paul jerked the rug right out from under him and basically said, I am no longer your agent. Am I right about that?
Yep.
So whatever drives him that way is what makes him a really good player because he's a 3-and-D guy. He can D you up. He will take and make big shots. I get that.
He ain't backing down from nobody.
He will back down from nobody. And he will help you. But losing Kyle Kuzma is going to hurt you.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't.
He really didn't click or fit with LeBron and AD. But I still say you're not going to have a closer unless you tell me Marcus Morris is going to be
LeBron and AD. We got no worry about that. But you know what happens, Skip? When his former trainer said what he said.
I know. Bridge
and he
was burned.
About, call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Rick can't say something. I co-sign it. And then I turn around and say, well, I can't control what Rick said. I co-sign what he said.
Yeah.
So I'm agreeing with what he's saying.
Okay. So the trainer, was it a tweet? I forget what
it was. Yeah, it was a tweet.
Social media, story, right? Wasn't it on his Instagram story?
Yeah.
And he basically said that LeBron doesn't have the guts to guard Kawhi,
He said some people talk about being in the lab. Other guys are actually in the lab.
Okay, there you go. There's another one.
Harsh.
You like that, but don't worry about it. Now you can do all that talking from New York. We can't hear you. We don't have communication with New York.
Boy, they're going to love Kuz in the Big Apple.
I love that. I would love him there, too. I want Mark. I want M&M. M&M.
What scares me is Kuz in the big city. How much is Kuz going to love being in New York?
Is it different than L.A., though?
Franchise, it, you know, well, in L.A. created some problems for him, too. I mean, that's neither is an ideal place for a young guy, especially in an unstructured situation.
Okay. Mm. He might have green hair tomorrow. He might have pink hair the next day. I don't know. But he can flat out shoot it. And when he gets rolling, there are very few who can roll the way he rolls.
It was another Landry Shamet situation because he ain't playing no D. Mm.
Last time we were here, though, we agree. Yeah. Clippers were still the team to beat in L.A. And I still need to see who and what they add, because I can tell you, I was at the game last night with the Heat. The Heat are a quality, quality team. Mm-hmm. And the Clippers basically decided, third quarter, okay, we're going to turn it up. And they ran, they took them out.
It's just dismantled. I watched. It was unbelievable.
They're good, and they're going to get better. Now, I love this move for the Lakers. It's exactly what they needed.
I'll give you
We might win 68 games with this move. Mm. We might not lose, but like two or three more games, Skip. Mm.
So you're admitting that as we sit right now, the Lakers aren't as good as the Clippers?
No, I admit that.
Yes, you did. I think you just did.
Hold on. Didn't San Antonio go on the road? San Antonio went on the road. They beat either the Bucks and Celtics, or they beat Bucks, Celtics, and Toronto. They beat a combination of two of those three.
I think you're thinking of last year.
No, I'm talking about this year. They didn't do that, right? So, is San Antonio a good team? And you saw old Go James, what he did? He got, how did he start? I had that Chris go out here yesterday, Rick. You missed it. He started cooking with them threes.
We had a celebration. Wait a second. They're clearly 22 and 28. They're 25th in three-point makes allowed. They're 24th in all overall defensive efficiency. Yeah. They are a shell of what they used to be.
Hold on. They're still San Antonio.
Oh, they're not.
Yes, they are.
In Jersey only.
And guess what? Three of those losses, I mean, the 28, they would be 25 if they hadn't played us three times, because we got three of those on their resume. Mm.
You know what Ernestine says almost every night that we're sitting watching the Spurs, my wife Ernestine? Mm-hmm. She sees Tim Duncan sitting next to Pop on the bench, and she says, suit him up. No, seriously. Like, why can he? Could he just go out and play for a half?
We saw Tim Duncan this last year. Okay. We saw that last year. You remember in the playoffs, it didn't down. But don't worry about
I'll
it, Skip.
We got this.
We got this right here. The Lakers, we got us a championship.
Mm. So that's it?
I wonder if they use K or they use Johnston's. To my ring, I'm a 14. Mm.
This is my only regret in knowing that this is going to happen, is he's going to be insufferable for the
Thank you, Rick.
Go be. You know what? I get upset. I get offended when people say, you know, Shannon's become insufferable since he's been on TV with Skip Bayless. I say, you a lie. I've always been insufferable. Ever since I can remember, I've been insufferable.
Just wasn't on display until now.
Now that I'm on TV, now he become insufferable. I say, well, guess what? I've always been this way. And when Skip, I'm telling you, when we win that title, you talk about
it. I don't know if I want to be here for that day.
I thought it was over when they beat San Antonio.
We get Mars. I might be at every game.
So Marcus Morris is the reason you're going to win the championship. Really?
Over the top.
Now, this isn't a done deal yet. Just want to remind you, 3 p.m. Eastern.
It's not, but I would expect
it. 90% done. We said it 90% done.
Well, Rick knows
your
more
concern
than
is,
knows.
Your concern, quite honestly, is Anthony Davis. I mean, this is the other part. LeBron and AD have to be what they have been for the remainder of the year through June.
Yes.
You lose any bit of either one of those guys, and this thing comes apart in a hurry.
Yeah. They got to give you 50-55 on a nightly basis.
And that's a concern. That is a legitimate concern about their health.
And you've mentioned that.
I have.
Yeah, but
a second.
What?
If old Frankie V, as you call him,
Frank
Vogel, if he doesn't play Marcus at least 20 minutes a night, because he's been a star in New York.
He coming in a starting lineup off the rim.
All right. Well, you better, because if you don't, if you try to bring him off the bench, play him 12 minutes a night, he's going to.
Can you imagine them easy three looks he's going to be getting with Bron? Because you know Bron gets you the easiest three you can get.
He does. I give you that. Yeah.
Driving kick. Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah. KCP's going to be upset, man.
We put egos. One thing that we do is that when you show up at El Segundo, you show up at Staples, we leave all egos at home. Mm. We don't check them at the door. Because, see, if you check your ego at the door, you might run back and get it when nobody's looking. So we make you leave your ego at home. Only two people get to bring the egos. AD 3 and 23. Mm. Everybody leave it home. Mm. Okay?
Well, all I know is Danny Green isn't going to win this year's championship,
right? I'm going to miss Danny.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Danny Green.
Well,
he's a New York guy.
Hey, he's a Long Island guy.
Yeah, close to home.
Yeah, that's yeah. Nice. Way to go, Danny.
And Marcus should be in L.A. He's, mm-hmm. He strikes me as an L.A. type of guy.
Does he?
Yep.
I didn't see him that way, but whatever he said. No mercy.
The Rockets made a huge move yesterday ahead of the NBA trade deadline. Houston sent center Clint Capella to the Hawks and received Robert Covington as part of a massive four-team trade. The Rockets have been leaning towards smaller lineups focused on shooting and were 10-1 in games that Capella missed this season. So, Rick, are the Rockets better or worse after this trade?
They are worse because they don't have any size whatsoever now, but Daryl Morey assured me yesterday that this is not the end of their deals. They will make another deal. And what's happened with big men in the league at this point is that they're like running backs in the NFL. You need one. You have to have a quality one, but you don't want to have to pay a premium price for them. What happened with Clint Capella is they paid him in order to keep him as an asset, but they saw him in the playoffs last year, and he came up small. And they realized then he's not going to be able to live up to this contract. So it was a matter of flipping him out. You also are under new ownership with Tillman Fertitta. They always, new ownership comes in. They want to get the books right. Mm-hmm. They want things to be tight. So this was a as much a financial move as anything else. Mm-hmm. But I would not expect that they are planning. Everybody's thinking, oh, they're taking small ball to a new level. Right. That's not the plan. They will add. They will add another big, maybe on a low contract, may not be a big name, a Jacob Pertl type guy.
Okay.
But there are a couple of guys out there that they can add to as rim runners.
The Jacob Pertl that tried to check in the game the other day with a T-shirt on, just a black T-shirt?
That would be the same.
That's your guy, Skip? I know that ain't Pertl. Mm-hmm. That actually tried to check into a game with just his black T-shirt, not the jersey. Oh, good luck with it.
I worked out with him in Las Vegas last summer.
I liked that
pick. With him. Well, he's twice as tall as I am.
He's a big guy.
He's 7 feet, 1 inch tall.
He's a pretty big guy.
Well, he must be thought he was still working out, not going into an NBA game. That might explain why you're 22-28.
You know what?
That explains.
He's actually a really good guy.
Nice.
He made a little mistake, and he took it very well. He's a little sheepish about it, but he just trotted right to the locker room, got his jersey. It happens.
You know,
it's okay.
I wonder if that ever happened to LeBron or Magic or Kobe.
Well, we're not putting Pertl in that category.
You got a jersey. That's like me running into the game. Okay, I'm in the huddle. All right, what's the play? Shannon, where's your helmet? Oh, let me just go back to the locker room and get my helmet. Really,
so you never had one embarrassing moment in your life?
No.
I don't know about that. I think we can pull the tape.
This trade, it made him worse, Skip. Because, look, even if you do get one of those guys, what is that guy going to do with Jokic? You know, that's what you got to deal with. Anthony Davis, because... Gobert doesn't have the offensive skill set, but he's 7'2". And if P.J. Tucker is behind him, he going to average 30 and 20. I get it. Well, we're going to shoot three. But what happens, Skip? It's great. If they're going to make 23s a night, they're going to be hell to deal with. But what's the likelihood of them making 23s a night? Not very good. And even when Golden State played that small ball, what teams tried to do was what? Pound them inside. And that's what big teams are going to do. Pound them inside. Look, it sounds good. Ooh, yeah, they go yada, yada. No, stop it. They didn't get better with this trade. And I get why they wanted to do it. They wanted to tighten the books up. But I just don't see it. It feels like a desperation move to me because they obviously thought trading Chris Paul, that seems like, at best case, a push because they have the same record. Did I miss something, Skip? I didn't think so.
Rick Bucher has once again enlightened me because if this – in the end, as you say, was a financially driven move, then it's a give-up move. Because every time you make a financial move, you're just basically saying, this isn't for basketball purposes, this is for book purposes, right? You want to get the books right, you're not going to get the outcome right.
Well, we're not being a luxury tax giver, we're not going to win the title.
Okay, so you're just an also-ran then. You're just saying, we're fun to watch, but we're going nowhere slowly, basically, right?
Yeah.
And I have enjoyed watching James and Russ play together. I have, and I watch them a lot because there's only one man in the world who could coexist with Russell Westbrook, and that's James Harden. And there's only one man in the world who could coexist with Russell Westbrook, and that's James Harden because they grew up together, basically, and then they grew up in the NBA together in Oklahoma City. And they do defer to each other. In fact, James is deferring like crazy to Russ mm-hmm. on a nightly basis. So I've enjoyed that. And I thought it had a chance. But obviously, two men alone are going nowhere in the Western Conference. Yeah. You're going to have some firepower around them. And I do like Covington. He is your basic 3-and-D guy, and they are going to shoot threes. He's been making 2.3 a game for the T-Wolves. Well, now he's going to get to shoot a whole bunch of threes.
Yeah.
So he's a good piece. He's a good fit for them. Makes their defense a little better. But now, I thought D'Antoni just wanted to say, watch this. Mm-hmm. I'll recreate 05, 06 Phoenix, you know, with Steve Nash as the center of my universe. It'll be James. And we'll just play a bunch of medium-sized guys the way they used to play. They had Amari, he was 6'10". So that
and when they needed worked. Skip, even when
he
they
was kind of a small 6'10". Right. He played small.
But the thing was, Skip, when they needed a bucket, they can dump him down on the box.
Yep.
And he can go get you a bucket. Because remember, he was first-team All-NBA.
Yep.
Who's the guy that you can dump the ball down to on the box?
Yep.
Tyson Chandler?
So they had Sean Marion, they had Joe Johnson, they had Quentin Richardson. And Steve Nash. So it was really good. And they got to the conference finals.
And you know what happened.
Yeah.
Robert Horry robbed him of a title because he shoved that man.
Yep.
And they ran onto the court and they suspended Amari. And they suspended Amari for a game, Skip. Yep. You know that cost him.
Spurs won the championship again. Yeah,
Rick, you know that was wrong.
I'm with you on that, Skip. Stu Jackson was the head of officiating at that time. And I told him, I said, there's correct and there's fair. Hmm. By the letter of the law, they were correct. They stepped off the bench.
Right.
It wasn't fair. Because Horry did chuck Steve Nash into the scorer's table. And as a result, the Suns paid the greater price because of that. Now, with the Rockets, you're both right in that it is a bit of a concession, but they knew who they were. With Capella, it wasn't as if they were going to go anywhere. So they decided, and we can't go and get a guy who's going to compete with Jokic anyway. Hmm. So let's go the other direction. Let's play extreme small ball and get our books right and fight for another day. And see where we go, see what happens, see what happens with injuries, see what happens with matchups. Maybe we don't have to play one of those teams that has a big lineup. But it was a concession of sorts.
Okay, but there is mad science going on here because
yes.
You keep saying, what are they going to do with Jokic? What are they going to do with Gobert? What are those guys going to do with them? Because you're going to have to go guard somebody at the 3-point line.
I like my chances with Gobert. I like my chances with Jokic and AD on the block. Shooting 55-60% as opposed to you making 50% of your threes.
Is three better than two?
It is if you make them.
Okay.
Have we not seen James Harden go 1-for-20? Have we not seen Russ go 2-for-18 from the three?
Have we not seen James Harden go 19-of-20 from the free throw line on a nightly basis?
And we see him be this tall in the playoffs too. Remember? Yeah. You remember what happened when Kawhi got hurt in San Antonio? And he didn't play.
Tony Parker got
hurt.
He wasn't playing.
Okay, I'm just checking.
And we won by 70 points.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just checking, so.
Yeah, and they're still looking for James Harden after that game.
Still looking?
But I know a couple of guys that ain't got that problem, though. And they probably ain't go. And they probably ain't go.
Well, I'll give you this. They got height. I don't know what it matters, but they got height.
No, it's just that's
tall. You can't teach tall, right?
We got
that's all you're going to give him?
Yeah.
Well, we got the best player in the NBA.
I'll give you. You're really tall.
If you got the best player in the NBA, you got a chance.
Yeah.
You got the best player in football, you got a chance.
Yeah.
You got the fastest man in the world on the relay, you got a chance. Usain Bolt. So the Jamaicans were never out of a relay.
Yep. I give you. LeBron is really tall. He's 6'9".
We got to go.
Yep.
25-11-7.
Really?
That's what we do. And you're 17. Can you believe that? I can't.
Yeah, he can really dance up on stage with Bad Bunny. I've never seen anything like it.
He's got a couple more things going for him.
He danced on San Antonio. Oh, Pop to my, get off him. Get off him. He said, come here, Pop.
Found a way. Rick, thank you.
That's it. It's over. That's it.
We appreciate Rick being here on a busy day. No mercy. Welcome back to Undisputed. We are now joined by Rob Parker.
Hi,
good
Rob.
To have you with
What's
us.
What's happening? Good morning. How's everybody?
Everyone's good. A lot is happening, though, Rob.
Yep.
So earlier in the show, we talked about the fact that the 49ers were out partying all night after losing the Super Bowl. Skip gave us some interesting context about the evening. He had a conversation with Lil Wayne, so could you elaborate a bit more?
I will. Rob, my friend Lil Wayne texted me yesterday to alert me to this situation, and he made it clear that he was just fine if we discussed it here on today's Undisputed. He said the 49ers booked him to play their party right after Sunday night Super Bowl, of course, in Miami, and that they paid in full price for a full show. And TMZ reported that that full show turned into a, quote, all out rager that was lit.
Wow.
But Wayne said he stopped his show, that he remembered three times, to sort of half-jokingly make sure that the crowd was aware y'all lost the Super Bowl.
Because they were having such a good time, right?
And
they're like,
and he wanted to make sure that they were okay with his continuing the all-out rager. And he said they were more than okay. And in his text, Wayne said he was very surprised by the 49ers' reaction to losing a Super Bowl that they were in position to win. They didn't get blown out 49-0.
Skip, you're being nice. They choked down. Can you say that? They choked down?
The coach choked down.
Okay.
So Wayne wrote to me about the 49ers. They clearly had a, quote, let's not worry too much about it, unquote, attitude about the game. They truly believe they'll be back. The confidence, it was scary, wrote Wayne to me. And he continued, I also got to speak to Kyle, as in Shanahan, one-on-one, and you could see he wasn't hurt or upset, but he was mad as hell. And that's the energy of someone who feels like Super Bowl 55 next year is going to be marked on a calendar that's posted on his bedroom ceiling, so it's the last thought before he goes to sleep and the first sight when he wakes up. So I started off the show by asking the Hall of Famer across me, who played in three Super Bowls, he won all three of his, but he did lose five playoff games. If he had a problem with the 49ers' reaction, do you have a problem?
I'm not playing both sides of the fence because I don't believe in that. You know that. I don't think I would have been in a partying mood, me personally, had we coughed up a Super Bowl. You could lose one where you're not even in it and they're way better than you and you just accept it like this wasn't our night. They were in this position to win that Super Bowl and choked it down.
Okay.
I would have had a hard time enjoying myself. Sure. I get it. People have their families and friends and all these other people. It's already booked and paid for. The booze are there. Yeah. The music's there. Everybody's not going to go back into your room and console you, you know, the rest of the night. I get it. But I would have had that Super Bowl, the way it went down, would have been hard for me, even with Lil Wayne performing, to be that into a party after such a loss. So I don't think I would have been able to do it, and everybody reacts to things differently.
Sure.
The one thing that did click to me a little bit, and Skip, you remember this, you know, everybody reacts to stuff. I can remember the day my mom died. I worked that day on the show and didn't tell anybody until after the show. Mm-hmm. But I knew for me, being at, you know what I mean? Like, not doing it wouldn't have worked for me.
Right. Yeah.
So for other people, I can respect them. If they feel like they want to dance the night away in their sorrows, fine. But I don't think I would have been interested
in doing that. So Wayne was hearing yesterday that a lot of people were starting to have negative feelings about just what a bad look it was for the 49ers. Would you concur with that?
A little bit. And the whole notion that they're going to be there next year, I think that's totally ludicrous. You know, things happen.
It's so hard to do.
It's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. You'll look at a team and go, oh, yeah, they'll be back. Really? Are you going to have that defense that they just had? Right. Are you going to have that next year? Never the same. You've been there.
And I remember, Skip, the night before the Super Bowl, that when Coach Billick asked me to speak, and I told him to turn the lights up a little bit, I told the guys to look around.
Which Super Bowl, first or
the
second?
35, when I was in Baltimore.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Baltimore. Right.
Third one, yeah.
So I told I told the guys to look around.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it'll never be like this again.
Yep.
I said, everybody that's in this room
won't
be here. Everybody that was in there partying, they won't be there next year, Skip. I remember losing to Jacksonville, and the reporter asked me, I said, man, I don't know if we'll get back to this situation again. We won't be in a better prime spot. We were in the playoffs with a home game.
Yes.
You don't know if you'll ever get back to that situation. I'm not gonna cast judgment on them. I'm not wired that way. I can't lose and celebrate. There's nothing to celebrate. I'm not happy. I understand. I appreciate Kyle having entertainment there. Mm-hmm. Had we won, I appreciate the food and my family. They can possibly enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Now, I know my sister's not going to enjoy it. She's going to go to her room because she a worse loser than I am. Mm-hmm. But Skip, I can't. I'm not wired like that. And yep. So they could have had anybody. Anybody past or present, musician, I'm going to my room because I don't want to talk. I don't do losing well. Hey, how you doing? Appreciate it. Yeah, everybody. But I'm going to my room, Skip. I can't. I mean,
I believe that. I don't see how you could feel good or.
Nah. Mm. I'm not like that.
So Kyle Shanahan, long been the biggest Lil Wayne fan, named his son, who's now, I think, 10 years of age, Carter, after Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. And I'm pretty sure he was the driving force behind this pre-Super Bowl booking mm-hmm. of Lil Wayne.
Right.
But if I had been in charge of the 49ers, the way I would have couched it would be, I would send Wayne his check, whatever he wanted, in full before. Mm-hmm. And I would have a contingency that if we lose, it's off.
Yeah.
That you just can't play. We'll still have a gathering.
For people who want to go eat and right now.
It's hard to go to restaurants after that.
Yeah. Not with that many people.
No.
And it would also be it's almost becomes a place to commiserate.
Right.
Just to sit and talk quietly with your families or with your teammates about what just happened or didn't happen.
Right.
And yet, the idea of an all-out rager, it just rubs me. It hits me the wrong way.
You remember the Patriots?
Gronk.
Gronk, when he
you remember
was
the video of Gronk? Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, bro, whoa.
He looked like he didn't even play a football game if you remember the video of Gronk going crazy.
Okay, this is the Super Bowl that Brady did lose with the throw that you said.
Eli.
It was by his the second Eli. Brady did miss the throw.
He missed the throw.
Should have been caught.
No, it shouldn't
Welker
have.
Welker got two hands on the ball. This man puts it in his back pocket.
Welker had to twist and turn like he was playing. Right? Yeah, no.
Whatever. I'll give you this for the sake of this discussion. It was the one he should have lost, but he had a shell of Gronkowski because he could barely walk.
Right. But he was dancing up a storm that night.
And he's dancing after.
I got a problem with this.
I got a big problem with that. Yeah. And by the way, that was captured on video, and that did not play well.
Right.
So in this case, I just know how I would have reacted to this. I don't even want to go.
No.
Let alone watch my man Wayne. I don't. This is the wrong place, wrong time.
And I'm going to say this. I'm not convinced. I thought when he blew the Super Bowl for Atlanta to the Patriots, if I was San Francisco, I said it that next day that if I'm the 49ers, I might have pulled that contract back because that was some of the worst play calling ever. And then here we go again. Now he's a part of Kyle Shanahan, two of the three historic blown Super Bowls at the end. I mean, two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could point to the coach and look in and see what he was doing. Is there a problem? You were running the football all year. Did I miss something?
Yeah. Well, Skip and I, we talked about it all the time. As long as you don't make this Jimmy G versus Pat Mahomes, you'll be just fine. Make it your running game versus Patrick Mahomes. But for some reason, after that second interception, he's like, hey,
reason.
Jimmy G, go show him what you got.
Okay, so I certainly appreciate Kyle's love for Lil Wayne.
Yes.
But it comes across to me like he couldn't wait to get to the after party to meet his idol. Because they hadn't met before. Wayne had sent him some posters and albums and whatnot for his son. But this is not the moment. You just blew the Super Bowl. This is not the moment to have a heart-to-heart with Wayne, a one-on-one.
But
right?
Skip, I'm going home after losing the game in September, October. You actually think I'm going to celebrate? I'm going to be dancing? I'm going to be up there talking to somebody after losing the Super Bowl?
No.
And obviously, a number of the 49ers got up on stage with Wayne, so they're going Gronk. They're, you know, okay.
I was like, hey.
I think your plan is the best, like a contingency to really be like food and drink, light, you know, light, mellow music, pay Wayne for his time, but just you don't have to go through.
You have a reception. You got mad, so you know about the reception.
Right.
One of the parties call it off. Now, if it's my daughter and if somebody calls it off, somebody go eat and drink it.
The food you paid for.
Okay, then.
Right.
You paid for that.
Right.
They come on with it then.
No, but the food and all that, you don't have to have the
concert. But it's
going to
be a different mood. Yeah. Well, you're not going to be celebrating like a normal wedding.
Yeah, because I knew it was a mistake to begin with.
You are celebrating.
You're celebrating because you're happy if it fell through.
Champagne all around.
I attended the last Cowboys Super Bowl party because it was a long time ago. It was after the 95 season, the last one they played in and won.
You were still using a typewriter back then to write your column.
And as I walked in the door, it was Barry Switzer was the head coach, and he was greeting every player, and they were all like, they're already out of it. And he screamed to Michael Irvin, "Go win the party!" You know, because that's what they did. Go win the party. They went. That was his motto. Win the game, then go win the party.
I like that.
Well, they won it.
They won the party. That's one guy you have to tell twice.
Hey, you got that right. So he had already won a couple of parties before he got to that party. I know.
Did any of it rub off on you what they were partaking in?
No. But it was fun to watch because they were out of their minds, and you should be.
Yeah.
But they won.
Yeah.
And they won easily. Yeah. They won big.
I could imagine, having now, because like I said, when we just had a DJ. So after the Super Bowl, Mike had a DJ. I mean, it's a good old time. But after a while, you're sitting there, you're looking around like, oh, man, okay. That's such and such wife. That's his sister. That's his mom.
Yep.
Man, let's go out and have a real party. And we get to the club. And there are Packers there. I'm like, why y'all here? You should be in your room crying.
Why? Y'all should be crying.
Hey, what you want? Let us this our time.
Oh,
okay,
well.
So I'm going to remind everyone, there's been a long history in this league of losing the Super Bowl and just falling on your face after it because it can take as much out of you as it can instill in you going forward because it's a huge impact on your psyche to lose this. There is absolutely no, in fact, there's a better guarantee you will not get back to it because starting with Seattle, last play of the game against Brady, they were just never the same after that.
Never the same.
They're still pretty good, but they're never that.
Nope.
That was the end of the Legion of Boom.
Yep.
And what happened to the Falcons after they blew 28-3?
They didn't come close to the playoffs.
Okay.
Not alone getting back to that game.
And nobody thought after they blew that, like, oh, yeah, the Falcons would be back. They still got all their players. No, not after that. And this is a similar kind
of
loss.
A year ago, the Rams were the team. They got this. They're going to be a dynasty. They missed the playoffs.
And don't forget, they went into that game with, the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL and scored 3 points on an 80-yard field goal. I mean, that was about as close as they got to scoring.
Okay. It happens.
But the only thing I know for certain, I know the other team, one guy that's for sure come going back. Don't we?
Wait a minute, who?
That's your guy? Your
1-5.
No, I'm not positive of that.
You'll be positive.
Did you watch the first three quarters of that Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a good
question. Come on now, stop it.
Yeah.
You realize
so what about the first
49.
Three? What about the first half of the Tennessee?
I'm just asking you. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens could have something to say in the AFC.
They will
forward.
Have a lot
so
to
don't
say.
Just, like, check the box and think, like...
Check it.
Like, he's going to go. I'll bet you right here, right now, that the Chiefs won't be in the Super Bowl next
year. No, really?
No. Take it right now?
Take it.
Oh, okay. I'm telling you they won't
be. There are no guarantees.
Oh, all right.
But when you got that guy...
Okay.
I'm not... A chance.
I'm not. He's a great player. I'm just saying it ain't a guarantee. You don't know what can happen.
There ain't no guarantee in sports.
Speaking of guarantees, I heard Andy Reid yesterday all but guaranteed. They're going back. Wasn't that a guarantee?
Andy Reid, who it took the first coach who coached 20 years in the NFL before he won his first Super Bowl, that coach is going back next year.
You wrote for a paper that's in a city that they've never been.
What are you talking about? Why are you ripping the Lions in Detroit?
Let the Chiefs enjoy it.
They got one playoff win since 1957.
Yes. So,
and that was over Dallas.
That was the Dallas dynasty before it turned it. You remember that, Skip?
I was there.
At the Silver Dome.
I was there. It was Eric Kramer went crazy.
John Madden, that night, I was watching that game. I was not there. John Madden, that night, after that game, said, "You're watching the two teams of the 90s, the Lions and the Cowboys. You're going to hear a lot more from them in the next decade."
Well, you knew the running back was for the Lions. It was Barry Zander.
Right.
Huh. Yeah, her bag retired early. Yeah. And so did Calvin Johnson.
Interesting. Rob, thank you. Thanks to Wayne as well.
Yes, for that information.
Scoop. Thank you,
He's
Wayne.
Always keeping us in the
loop. I partied with Wayne on Friday night.
He did.
We know.
Wow.
You have told us so many times.
He lost every debate all week on Undisputed, and then he went party.
And you went party?
Went
party?
On stage.
It's interesting how that happened. No mercy.
The Cowboys are not only working on a new deal with Dak Prescott, but they're also trying to re-sign Pro Bowl receiver Amari Cooper. There has been speculation that if Dallas can't lock up the receiver, then he could end up with their NFC East rival, Philadelphia Eagles. So, Shannon, should Jerry Jones make Amari the highest paid receiver in the league to keep him in Dallas?
He got no choice. He's free. And this is the chance that you make. Can you imagine letting him go? Because basically, you're basically saying, our first round pick from 2 years ago, Skip, we let him go after 25 games. Yep. Because that's what you gave up to get him. You gave up a first round draft pick to get Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. So they're almost handcuffed into keeping him. Because you said, others have said, you see how Dak took off once he got a number one receiver. So this is where you are. This is the bind that they placed themselves in.
Yep.
Because not only must you sign him, you still got Dak, that big contract that's looming over you, Skip. And what would be so hurtful is that not only would you lose him, you would lose him potentially to a division rival.
Yep.
So that's double the pain. Losing him is one thing, Skip. But how are you going to lose him to the Eagles? And you know you believe for the very foreseeable future, that's the team that you're going to have to probably beat. That's who you're going to go back and forth with to win that division. So, Skip, they're in a bind. You're going to have to overpay. You let a guy get to this at the end of his contract, you're going to have to pay him, and you're probably going to have to give him more than what they gave Mike Thomas.
So I'll say it again. Forgive me for this. I hate the Eagles. I just hate them. I've hated them since I was a little kid. I hate their colors of that irpy green that they wear. And I went to bed last night imagining Amari wearing number 19 in irpy eagle green. It just made me sick.
That was the image you went to bed to?
It cost me some sleep last night because that's just an awful look. Because I used to love Amari the way I used to love Zeke, the way I used to love DeMarcus Lawrence.
But
Amari let me down last year even more than Zeke and DeMarcus did. Because I just don't know what happened.
He really let you, Daddy, go to the Eagles.
That's what I'm saying. So now I'm between the proverbial rock and hard place, because the harder place is him and the Eagles.
So,
right?
So you find yourself liking him a little more if he stays in Dallas, huh?
Because he was a rock a year before. And yet I can't get it out of my system what I witnessed last year, because the guy I loved who changed life in Dallas, because he did for Dak Prescott. What was the game that you lost your voice rooting for the opposing team in?
It was the
Jets. You were in Denver at a – what were you at?
In Tennessee. Yeah, we was Mr. B and Champs getting their Hall of Fame rings.
Oh, okay.
And you're up in a suite screaming your voice out for the New York Jets while you're at the Broncos game.
Yep, I was in the Bowling family suite.
And you came in here the next day and you're hoarse from it. Like you had half a voice left.
I'm sorry.
That's unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And yet, what had happened was my team, when I least expected it, because I thought Sam Darnold, he'd have mono.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, we got this.
He and Jenny were the same weight.
We got
130.
This. 130.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, my bad, 125.
Yeah, let's go.
125.
Thank you. Keep on going down.
119.
Thank you, Skip.
Okay, there we go. And yet, Amari goes out for one play and shuts it down. I don't know what he's doing. He's on the sideline just standing there, and he looks okay.
Yeah.
And what do we always say? If you can put that uniform on and step on that football field, you got to play.
Yeah.
So my only hope to sort of rationalize what happened last year, was he really hurt all year?
Right.
Is it possible? I don't know what it was, because he was not listed hurt.
Right.
But was he? You speculated a couple times.
I think he had to be hurt. And Skip, I think for him, inconsistency has always been the knock on Amari Cooper. That's it. He's technically sound. Mm-hmm. He has very good hands. He has run after the catch. It's just his inconsistency. That's what drove Coach John Gruden crazy, because he'd go for 200.
I know for a fact. John didn't like his motor.
Yeah.
Because he's a softer player. He's a good young man. You know, he's almost too nice for his work.
And he doesn't work well with the type of coach that Gruden is.
Yep.
Gruden is a yeller. Gruden is a cursor. And he's more soft-spoken, and you need to talk to him as such.
You can't shame him with profanity.
No.
You cannot.
Because you lose him, Skip.
You're going to lose him. And I think John lost him, and then he lost John.
I don't think John cared either.
No, he did not. And he got a first back
for
him, so he was happy.
Yeah.
And we were really happy because he just set it on fire.
Right.
Down the stretch. And yet, then what happened at New England? I've just never seen anything like this. he just couldn't compete against Stephon Gilmore.
Was he hurt?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You hurt pride.
Hurt his pride. Yeah. You ever seen a Pro Bowl receiver take himself out of a game because he's getting shut down so badly by a corner?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. Most guys would say, I'm going to fight, man.
And then Philly what took the cake.
Okay.
They say, no, you come sit with us. We want Gallup. We want Jason Witten. We want all the other guys out there because we got a better chance of getting it.
For the final three plays of a game that you still had a shot in, you're down eight, right? 17-9.
You got to touchdown in the two-pointer.
You do. I look up, and 19 is standing on the sidelines and looks just fine. And they said after Jason Garrett volunteered to the media after the game, no, that was on performance, meaning we thought the others could play better than he could play.
Mm-hmm.
Your Pro Bowl receiver just got yanked, benched down the stretch against the team that now reportedly would like to have him. Wonder what Philly thought of that. They pulled him?
He's like, yeah, go on and sit it out. We'll get you next year.
Okay. So I guess Arthega Whiteside's going to have to give up number 19 to Amari, right? Because that's the kid from Stanford.
Oh, yeah, he got that up. He got to get that up.
He give it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Get that up.
So we're back to the premise of this. I'm with you. Is he Michael Thomas? No.
No. He not Julio?
Is he Julio?
No.
Is he really good? He was in stretches last year. He was.
Right.
I think you got to make him the top paid receiver because the alternative is just too painful.
Yes.
The alternative is he could come back to haunt you twice a year for the Eagles, and he probably would.
Right. And that's the thing, Skip, is that when you don't do these deals, you let a guy get the free. Because here's the worst thing you can do, Skip, is let a guy go hear another team's sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know they're going to pitch him real good.
Oh, sure.
And they're going to pay him more money than you think he's worth. And then you're willing to go. And then you pay him just to keep him away. Because I believe then, Skip, that's all he needs. His agent just needs to say, we're going to Philly. And they're going to pay him. Because you got to keep him out of that green uniform you hate.
What color is it again?
It's Irpy.
Yeah.
As in
green.
Vomity Irpy, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Nauseating. Like,
yes.
Oh, that's a new word for me.
Oh, you don't know that word?
Well, I do now.
It's an old school.
You go really be Irpy if he goes to the Eagles.
Mm.
We don't walk into him. Mm. Not just that. He going to go to a quarterback. He go from Derek Carr to that to walk into him.
Yep. Going down.
We don't need an Irby skip around here. That's a scary thought. I don't want it.
And yet, he's got a new head coach who's been really good with weaponry. You know, Mike McCarthy, you give him an Amari, I think he could make Amari much happier than he was last year.
We know how to do with him. He need to go on to old Dougie P. Dougie P gets you that rock.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
So here you go. You're just trying to destroy my team again, right?
Skip,
it's always a
you said Jerry is a bending man and he can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe instead of buying $250 million yachts, he could have saved some of that money, Jenny. He gave some of it to that, gave some of it to a bar. That's what it's going to take in signing bonuses. It's going to take in total contracts. What he paid for that yacht, Dak and Amari about to get that.
Can you imagine Tom Brady throwing to Amari Cooper in Dallas, Texas? Can you imagine the look of that?
It don't matter.
Can you imagine the scoreboard, the fireworks, Tom Brady with the star on his helmet?
Doesn't matter. Guess what? Because Seattle's not going anywhere. Philly's not going anywhere. Green Bay isn't going anywhere. Frisk 49ers say we going to be back.
Yep.
Oh, fur cousin, who y'all have to deal with, but y'all go there this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Thank you for throwing him in the mix.
Sounds like the NFC is wide open to me.
No, it ain't wide open. Too bad y'all ain't got a car on the road to enjoy this free.
No mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.